right. We have now been joined by the race-winning crew chief, Alan Gustafson, for the Chase Elliott number 9 Hendrick Motorsports Chevrolet. And Alan, first of all, congratulations on the win today. Just talk a little bit about, you know, Chase's drive there the last few laps, that last, you know, call to stay out, but then also just kind of what this win means at this point in the season.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously really sweet anytime you can win one of these races. It's a great honor, and it's what you strive to do. So really fond of Dover. It's a great racetrack, and we've had a great record here. So it's nice to close the deal. We had a really good car. I don't think our car, we had a chance to show it as much as we should have been able to, you know, kind of mired back there after the pit stop penalty. But I knew we had a good car and just thought we'd give them opportunity, and you know, I wasn't sure about the guys. I can't remember. I think we were third at the time the caution came out. But I wasn't sure what the guys were going to do either way, but I just wanted to give them a chance there. And if we could have got a little bit of protection behind us with some guys that stayed out, I thought we'd be in good shape. And our car was good in clean air. So and then we got an opportunity to do it a couple times. And you know, it's the risk here at Dover, certainly at the end of the race with the corner exits. You know, it's pretty easy to crash like Eric did there on the back, and fortunately we were in front of that, so we'll take it.
All right, well, open to questions for Alan. If you have one, please raise your hand, say your name and affiliation, and we'll start with Tim.
Tim Kettheim with WRSU Sports. Alan, were you concerned with those late caution flags? Did you question that call to stay out late and not come down pit road when some of the other cars behind you, especially after that wreck, started moving up closer with fresher tires?
No, not really. I mean, you always run a lot of scenarios through your head, and there's a lot of what ifs, and, you know, I mean, you certainly think you can second guess about anything, but I think that was our best opportunity to win the race, and it was our best opportunity to score the most points we could score. So even if Denny would have passed us, which was certainly a possibility, it was still going to be, you know, yield us more points, and I think it would have if we would have pitted and been, you know, potentially in that accident.
All right. Additional questions for Alan? Any questions upstairs?
We have one.
Go ahead.
Jim Mutter, motorsport.com. Alan, after getting now your second win this season and locked into the round of 8, how do you feel your team is set up for the rest of the championship race? It would seem to be you're in a pretty good position considering how you guys have performed on some of the late season tracks.
Yeah, I think we're in pretty good shape. You know, that round 8 is obviously going to be really tough, and I think, you know, most likely to transfer out of that round, we're going to have to win one of those 3 races. So I certainly think those are tracks that we can win at. Now we've got a little bit of time to gear up for that. So I think we're positioned well, but, you know, as you saw today, anything can happen at any point in time. It's, you know, the points are so close and the speed of the cars are so close. It's just, you know, really volatile situation. So I think we're in good as position. I won't say as anybody, you know, probably the 4 and the 18 with all the stage points they have, probably in a slightly better shape than us, but I think we're in pretty good shape.
All right, Nate.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Alan, describe how Chase handled that final restart where Denny had fresh tires on his outside. It seemed like there was debate all day over whether the inside or the outside line was best on restarts.
Yeah, he just, you know, he asked myself and Eddie, and I think that we both felt like the top was better, and you know, he didn't get a chance to restart at all on either lane, so we'd had an opportunity to watch, but the key is you just, you know, you got to get rolling, and then I think if you can either clear them before turn one or be really close to it, you know, you can take away their line on exit and clear them. So he did that. He did a great job of it, and executed it perfectly. You know, it could have went really bad if he spins the tires or doesn't get going. I think he did a little better job the first time. You know, I think the guys behind him maybe didn't have as good of tires. I can't remember. But then the 20 – you know, gave us a shot, but it was a pretty square shove, so that was good, and just got us out there.
And can you talk about or describe, like, how Chase has matured as a driver from this place a year ago? Obviously, things got away last year in this race, and today he was able to execute.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's just you just have to go through those situations. And last year we had a shot to win and unfortunately didn't win. And you know, you can second guess a lot of things. And you can always say, hey, man, I'll do this different or that different. But you know, all in all, I think we all learned from that experience. And certainly I think he learned from that experience. And that enabled him to race a little bit better today. I think he did a better job passing today. And really, you know, what got us last year is just the lap cars and not working lap traffic as good as we needed to. And I thought he did a great job with that today. So there's all those little lessons, you know. It takes putting it all together to win these races. And he certainly did that today. And you know, I don't know that there was anything last year with the restarts. It was, you know, pretty much green flag run. But I think he you know, he's constantly maturing. And you've got to go through those situations. You know, anybody, he's way above the curve. But anybody, you know, when you're in those situations, you've got to go through it. I think, you know, to be honest with you, I think the 10 went through it a little bit today because they were in position to win it and didn't win it.
Joe, I think we have a couple additional questions.
Joseph Walken, frontstretch.com. This is your 14th year as a crew chief in the Cup Series. Do you feel like this is your best chance to win a championship?
I don't know, maybe. Whatever year, 09 with Mark, I thought we were really, really good there. And I think we won at least one race in the chase. I don't know if we won one or two. And then that was a really good opportunity up second. And then 14, I think 14 was probably the strongest cars we've ever had. And that was a big heartbreaker, not making it to Homestead. Certainly we should have, you know, there was two races we really should have won and 2 seconds, and then, you know, whatever the crash was at Texas. So I don't know. We'll see. I think we're still getting better. I think Chase is getting better, and I think we're getting better as a team. Our Napa Chevys are getting better. So you never know. You know, it's about taking advantage of your opportunities, and we've been able to create some lately. So we'll just keep grinding and see where the chips fall.
All right. Tim, go ahead.
Tim Kettlefine with WRSU Sports. One more question for you, Alan. Do you, as a crew chief, now feel a tremendous weight lift off your shoulders knowing that now you don't have to worry about Talladega and Kansas for this round?
Not really. You know, I'm sure when we're at Talladega and the race is going on, I'll feel a lot better. Same thing at Kansas, you know, because the chaos is sure to ensue there also. But you know, we're going to have to be right in the middle of it too. You know, we can't just, you know, write those races off. We've got to use that as an opportunity to go try to gain some more stage points and bonus points to put us in a better position for the round of 8. So I'm looking forward to Talladega. We always have super fast, super speedway cars. And you know, as you mentioned, I've been doing this for 14 years and not won one of those races, which is something that bothers me. So I'd love to win at Talladega.
All right, Dustin, go ahead.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Alan, you know, you're talking about the things that Chase has learned from through the last year and the past years and the disappointments. How do you work with him to learn from those experiences? It's one thing to go through those, but how do you help somebody not repeat the same mistakes, not get caught in the similar situations, and not repeat the same thing over and over, so where you're not winning those races when you're back in those opportunities?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think the only thing you can do is just really look at the situation with, you know, without bias. I think it's kind of human nature to, you know, make excuses or say, oh, you know, this, that, or the other circumstances. But, you know, not only him, you know, he gets the magnifying glass put on him a lot, which, you know, I don't know if it's fair or not. But you know, everybody goes through that. The team goes through that. I go through that. Everybody goes through those situations, and you know, we've got some things to learn from the day, from our pit road miscue and some different things we did. So all we try to do is look at it with you know, really clear vision, with unbiased, and just be accountable for our actions and say, hey, you know, this is the reality of what happened. This is why it happened, and this is potentially what we could have done to improve. So I think where that benefits you is when you get back in that situation, then you know, you've got a little bit in your playbook to say, yeah, when I did this last time, this was a problem, or I didn't do this, this was a problem. So you're just quicker and more apt to do it, and you're quicker and more apt to adjust, and you're quicker and more apt not to be complacent. So it's kind of like life in general. You know, you just kind of keep working at it, and certainly, you know, we support him and think the world of him and think he's as good as anybody out there. And I feel like he does for us too. So if you have that mindset going in, you just focus on what you can do and improve and move on.
All right, Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and PRN. Real quick, you just mentioned how much you want to win at Talladega. With the kind of the opposite question of Tim's a while ago, with this cushion, do you go out there and take every chance you can for you guys to get that victory?
Well, I mean, there's a couple things on my mind right now. One, I want to win that race, but certainly the other one is I want Alex to transfer. So, my desire to win that race is probably second to that. So we'll do what we can to help Alex, and he's going to have a really good car, and we'll have a really good car. And if we can do anything we can, you know, those races, obviously we've all seen them. You're going to need someone to help you. So if we can do that, and put ourselves in position, we'll see how it goes. But yeah, there's no taking. It's, you know, we pulled the pin. Like there's no getting off the gas now. Like it's wound up and going. It's running. So we won't slow down.
All right. Additional questions? Okay, Chase.
Alan Chase, Wilhelm, NASCAR.com. When we talked earlier this weekend, you talked about the 9 team, you, the 9 team, Chase Elliott, all you guys not being consumed by pressure and keeping positive energy and being relaxed. How much does that help you when you go to make a call to stay out or any situation like that?
Yeah, it's exactly what we talked about. So kudos to you. You had a crystal ball. You saw it kind of transform throughout the weekend. So yeah, I mean, that's exactly what we talked about. And not only at the end with the call, but even, you know, the penalty and going to the back, you know, that's when guys kind of typically, you know, it's easy to melt down. It's easy to have damage. It's easy to hurt your car. It's easy to burn your tires off. It's easy to get frustrated. And then, you know, it's easy in a situation we were at the end for Chase to say, you know, I don't have as good of tires, or I don't have as good a, you know, there's a lot of negatives you can look and say, hey, you know, these are reasons we can't. But certainly on the other hand, there's things that you can say we do have, right? We have track position. We control the restart. We've got a good car. We've got a good pit crew. We can bounce back from the issue. So, yeah, exactly. We just, you know, try not to get consumed by the things that we can't control or out of, are done and over with, and just focus on and getting the best out of what we can and making it happen. And, you know, there was a point in that race that it certainly looked like if you were going to pull the people in the stands, we wouldn't have been high up on the list to win it. But I think we clawed back from that and just stayed focused on the goal.
All right, additional questions for Alan? Any additional questions upstairs? All right. Well, Alan, congratulations again, and thanks for spending a couple minutes with us, and we wish you guys the best of luck.
Thank you.
Next weekend.